Title: Noise Sweeps in Transitions Beginner. All right, let's level up your drama and bass transitions with one of the fastest, most reliable tools in the whole genre: noise sweeps. If you've ever heard a DNB track where the drop feels inevitable, like the energy is being pulled tight and then released, there's a very good chance a noise riser is doing a lot of that work. And the best part is, we can build clean, controllable sweeps using only Ableton Livestock devices. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one dedicated FX track with three go-to transition sounds: a white noise riser into the drop, a downlifter right after impact, and quick little whooshes that make phrase changes feel intentional and DJ-ready. Let's set the scene first. Step 0. Set up a proper DNB context. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Now in arrangement view, sketch a simple structure. You can do 16 bars intro, 16 bars build, and then your drop around bar 33. If your project is different, no problem. Just pick a clear drop point so we have something to aim at. Create a group or at least a label called effects. The goal is to keep all your sweeps and transition sounds living in one place, because it makes mixing and automation way easier later. Cool. Now we need a noise source. Step 1. Create your noise source using stock devices. Create a new MIDI track. Load operator. In operator, go to oscillator A's waveform and choose noise. Don't stress about pitch here. Noise is mostly about texture and filtering, not melody. Now make a MIDI clip and hold a note for the length of your sweep. For a riser, make it one bar or two bars long, usually right before the drop. Put the note on C3 if you want, but again, it's not important. Before we add effects, here's a mindset that will save you from harsh, messy sweeps later. Think band limited wind, not pure hiss. If your noise is just bright white fizz across the whole spectrum, it's going to fight your hats and crashes and make your mix feel like it has extra cymbals. We're going to shape it into something that reads as a transition, not as noise pollution. Step 2. Build the classic sweep chain. On this noise track, add auto filter first, then reverb, then utility for gain staging, and optionally saturator if you want grit. Let's dial in starting settings. On auto filter, choose a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. That steep slope helps the sweep feel dramatic and controlled. Set resonance somewhere around 20 to 35%. That little bit of whistle helps the sweep cut through a busy DNB mix, but don't overdo it or it'll start sounding like a laser. If you want extra bite, add a little drive, anywhere from 0 to 6 dB. Now reverb. You want it big enough to feel exciting, but not so wet that it smears your drums. Try size around 60 to 90. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on how huge you want it. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't instantly blur the attack. Use the reverb high cut around 6 to 10 kHz to avoid fizzy, crispy tails. Dry slash wet around 20 to 40% to start. Then utility. Pull the gain down. Start at minus 12 dB. Noise is deceptive. It can feel fine while actually masking your snare and hats. So we start quieter and earn our loudness later. Now the fun part. Step 3. Automate the riser. This is the money move. Hit it to show automation lanes in arrangement view. Go to auto filter and automate frequency, the cutoff, over your 1 or 2 bar build. Draw a ramp that starts low, around 150 to 300 Hz, and ends high, around 12 to 18 kHz. But here's an important coach note. Linear automation is usually the reason beginner sweeps feel boring. So don't just draw a straight line and call it a day. Add a couple breakpoints so the curve is slow at first, and then accelerates near the end. That speeding up feeling is basically tension. If you want extra intensity, you can also automate resonance. Maybe start around 15% and rise to 30 or 35% right at the end. Just keep an ear on your snare. If the sweep starts screaming in that upper mid-range, pull it back. You can also automate reverb dry slash wet up slightly in the last half bar. For example, 25% up to 40%. That little lift makes the space open up as you approach the drop. Arrangement tip. If you want a bigger sense of scale, do a quiet layer starting 2 bars before the drop, then a louder main sweep in the final bar. That creates a macro to meso build. The energy starts early, but the excitement peaks right on time. Now, sweeps often sound good solo, and then fall apart when the drums come in. So we're going to do a very DNB-specific piece of polish. Step 4. Sidechain ducking so the sweep sits in the mix. After reverb, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your drum bus, or at least the group that contains your kick and snare. Now settings. Ratio anywhere from 4:1 up to 10:1. Attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You're aiming for musical pumping that matches the groove. Now lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. What this does is huge. It lets the sweep feel loud and exciting between the drum hits, but it politely ducks out of the way when the punchy stuff happens. That's the difference between cool transition and why did my snare disappear. Quick clarity test. Turn your monitors down. Seriously. If you can still feel the section change with the sweep very quiet, you nailed it. If it only works when it's loud, it's probably masking and you're being tricked by volume. Now let's build the downlifter. Step 5. Create a downlifter. The release after impact. Copy your riser MIDI clip to just after the drop, like the first bar after the impact. Now reverse the filter motion. Start the auto filter cutoff high, around 12 to 18 kHz, and sweep down to around 200 to 500 hz. Usually downlifters are shorter than risers. Half a bar to one bar is perfect. If it's too long, it can make your drop feel like it's already leaving. Also watch your reverb tail here. This audio version is shortened for playback.